Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, a second date. Miles went out with Mary. Had a, well, I guess an interesting first date.
Arbor mist and working out.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Miles, we're going to call up Mary and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
Hello.
Mary. Hey, what's up, girl? It's Cash and Bradley and on K95.5. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great.
Great. Yeah, thanks for asking. Hey, you know, I have a question for you. It's crazy. You know a guy named Miles. You remember him? You guys went on a date? I was just calling to see how that
Miles.
Date went.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah? How was the date?
To be honest, it's probably one for the records. Yeah, we wanted like a still night in, and instead he came pick me up. We got like some really cheap wine, and I sat there all my watching him work out. Like, he's not like some kind of Adonis. Like, I'd rather chill and watch Netflix than watch Bradley Cooper. You know what I mean? So that was a big red flag, and I stepped away, and I'm not calling it back.
What are you talking about? Mary, you asked me to take off my shirt when we got back to the house.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Mary.
Yeah, because it was starting to stink because apparently you hadn't worn any deodorant.
No, that's not what you said. You were talking about my arms. You were saying when we were driving back in the car, you're like, oh, I'd like to see how that bicep looks. I'd love to see how that wraps around me. So we get back, and
hey,
I'm like, oh, do you want me to...
Miles,
what?
You know what that's called?
Yes.
Flirting.
What?
I was trying to give you compliments. I didn't mean take me home and show it to me for real.
There's a little something different with like flirting, like, oh, I'm batting my eyelashes at you, and oh, I'd like you to take your shirt off. I think like that's jumping from like a Disney movie to an R in like, you know, 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to ask you to take your shirt off in front of Netflix, not to work out all night, that was hilarious.
You were the one that kept on asking me if I was going to kiss you. I mean, I don't. This makes no sense.
Out,
so you wanted to watch Netflix.
And kiss me.
Did you like the kiss, Mary?
Yeah, we had a nice kiss. Did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked it.
This is good.
I wanted to hang out again.
Right, Miles? Okay. Well, then that leads me to my second thing. Were you working out when we kissed?
That would be weird.
I'm not going to continue to work out if we continue to kiss. I mean, the idea, I think, is that, like you said, like we were flirting a little bit, and so I would like to see where it goes a little more. Obviously, I'm not going to work out every day. And you said cheap. That's why I got the cheap wine. I can do something a little more highbrow.
Yeah, we could go to
the theater and see something. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be
exactly.
If you're worried about me always taking my shirt off, we don't just have to hang out at home.
You guys sound like you're married.
No, like, you know, I'm fit, and maybe that's why you thought, hey, I'd be impressed. I mean, I don't get off on it, and I'm not going to work out for you, but I didn't ask for you to work out for me. So where did that come from?
I feel the chemistry for some reason.
I've got a solution here.
I do too. You like the kiss. That's where you need to start.
Okay. All right. We need to redo this date.
You do, definitely.
Keep it out of the garage.
Totally.
Hit the showers before the date.
Don't even go to the liquor store. We do this thing called second date.
I'm so baffled.
Yeah, we do this thing called second date. And Mary, Miles, that was a terrible idea, but I'm just going to throw that out there. Don't go work out with a girl on a date. Okay, that's weird.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, okay.
So Mary, if we can get you to go on a second date, we will pay for the second date. You guys can go anywhere you want. If that leads back to the garage, we'll pay for it,
I guess.
Don't
even suggest it.
We recommend a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know, get to know each other a little bit. Maybe there is something there because you guys are kind of funny together, actually.
Yeah, you hate each other just like a marriage. It's perfect.
So if we can talk in, if we put that on the table, Mary, do we have any shot at getting you and Miles back together again for another date?
Man, I'm scared he's going to do it again, but you know, as
please.
If it was miscommunication, I'll yes, okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
You can fix communication.
All right.
You guys are perfect.
All right. Well, you guys have fun on your second date, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much.